Tuesday.
It's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
How do you tell somebody that you really care about that they're stupid?
What?
Oh.
Well, okay,
why
no.
Why would you care about somebody and think they're stupid?
Not that they're stupid, but the thoughts that they're having are stupid.
That's the same thing.
No,
it's
I think
not.
It's different.
It's different.
But you want to say it in a nice way.
Okay.
How do you say that?
Not like you just did.
No.
I'm going to tell you that.
Obviously, I'm no expert in this.
Yeah.
And I'm too stupid to know.
Exactly. But that's the question that one of our listeners has for us today.
Oh, no.
Her name's Erin, and she needs our help dealing with someone who's having apparently a lot of stupid thoughts. Erin, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
You're chipper for dealing with an idiot.
It's a defense mechanism.
Yeah. Tell us about the person that you want to call today.
So I'm really close friends with this guy.
Okay.
And he got this huge inheritance from his grandparents.
Ooh. Cool.
$80,000.
Oof.
Wow.
Yeah. But he wants to put it all into this business idea. And I don't know how to tell him. It's like the worst idea ever.
But already I feel like you're overstepping. How close friends are you? You're not family.
We're really close. But this is a bad idea.
Like a guaranteed loss of money.
Idea. What's the idea?
I mean, before I even tell you what it is, I want you to keep in mind that he's already talked to somebody about manufacturing it. And he's even talked to somebody overseas that says they can ship it.
Oh, it's an invention that he wants to make.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is well thought out.
Wow.
It sounds like he has a business plan and he's already setting everything up. What's the problem?
He calls it the privacy poo.
Privacy the poo?
Privacy poo?
Oh, talk to me.
Privacy poo.
I'm intrigued.
I like
what is it?
It's like a backpack, and you pull this ripcord, and like out pops the shower curtain that goes all the way around you.
Where would you use something like that?
It's like a poopa chute, like a parachute.
Yeah, so you can go to the bathroom anywhere you want in total privacy.
Like you're in a city park, instead of finding a Starbucks nearby, you just pull the ripcord and you're safe.
And you squat down in the middle of the soccer field.
Yeah, what?
I'm confused, Erin. I thought you said this was a bad idea.
That's what I'm saying.
It's so dumb. Yeah. He even made up pamphlets, and they say things like, you can use it while hiking, at the mall, or in an elevator.
At the mall?
In an elevator?
It's bad enough when people toot in an elevator.
Ew. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I have dug many a holes while hiking to... I mean, that's what you do when you're in the backcountry. You got to dig and put it in the hole.
It's nature.
But it's already private because you're literally, there's no one around
you. If
you're
a person
you're
that
in
wants
nature.
Privacy for that, you don't hike like me. Like, I just don't hike at all.
But
I wouldn't use that.
How would you use it at a mall?
I know exactly how you do it. You're waiting in line for your Panda Express and then yank the cord, boom.
Oh my God.
And you may stop the line. They may all leave.
Ew.
Perfect.
It's Food kind board. Of a fun idea, but it doesn't seem like a very practical idea.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
It comes with this washable, like, blue plastic bowl. So I guess anywhere you feel like the spirit move you,
that
things are going to happen, you just pull that ripcord and you're ready to go.
Okay.
A bad
Are you sure that this isn't like a gag gift, something that Spencer's Gifts might sell?
No. He thinks it's like the most genius idea. Like,
you know,
he can see a lot of people loving it, like tourists, like visiting ancient monuments.
I'm at the pyramids of Giza. And I'm like, what is this guy doing? By the tomb.
You know, though, there's a lot of countries that it's just a hole you go in, and there's no privacy when you visit those places. I'm being serious.
Yeah,
right. True.
And so,
it would well
I know, I wouldn't personally buy it. I get that, but think about this: someone had to pitch like the Squatty Potty at some point,
which I own and love,
or Poopery, right? And those things have exploded. Whoever invented those has made tons of money.
Yeah, Squatty Potty's life-changing.
I don't think it's necessarily our role to give our opinion on this guy's invention. Our role is to facilitate what Erin wants to do.
Oh, you're right. It's not like an ask advice thing.
But here's the thing. I mean, it really could ruin your friendship. I mean, are you sure you want to take a dump on his passion?
Honestly, I just don't want to waste all that inheritance on an idea that I know deep down it's not going to work and it's going to bankrupt him.
Yeah. He might thank you later if you stop him now.
I don't know.
I mean, if I was his grandparents and I bestowed $80,000 to this guy and I realized that he's using it on a portable poop curtain.
You'd be proud.
I don't know how
you
I would feel. I wouldn't be a proud grandparent. I don't know.
I'll tell you this. My mom got 25 grand from her dad, and cool. She put it all into my cousin's business. This is a true story.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
The business went bankrupt, and she lost every penny.
Yeah.
But...
Okay.
But she doesn't regret it.
Well,
she should.
He's gonna regret this, bro.
Yeah.
Your mom is rich?
Yeah. She's not rich. That's the thing.
And I guess
not rich at all.
Aaron is worried that her close friend is going to regret this decision in a few months when he's penniless.
And she could have stopped it.
And I see what you're saying. So Aaron, you're looking for advice on how to say this to him?
Yeah, I just don't even know how to tell him that it's a bad idea.
All right.
How to give bad news.
Okay, well, we're going to play a song. When we come back, we're going to give you some advice, and we're going to call your friend Andrew for you, and then we'll make your awkward Tuesday phone call.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to go out into the office for a second and do something over in the middle over there. Nobody look.
No.
And then when we come back, we're going to make this call, okay?
Pull the ripcord.
All right.
It's a good slogan.
Yeah.
You gotta rip it, pull the ripcord.
We'll make your call right after this. You know, during the last song, as I was squatting over Brooke's desk, I was thinking about our awkward Tuesday phone call, and I was wondering, how do we not crush someone's dreams while still keeping a friendship intact and helping the world relieve themselves in a better way? All at the same time.
Those are big problems, Jeffrey.
Yeah, because if you missed it, one of our listeners, Erin, reached out to us because she needs to tell her friend Andrew that his invention idea for a backpack that you pull a ripcord on and a shower curtain shoots out so you can go to the bathroom anywhere, anytime, in total privacy.
It's like an instant porta-potty, kind of.
Yeah, shower curtain.
Is a bad idea.
Yeah.
In her opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she wants to know how to say that without ruining their friendship.
Right, because he's going to spend $80,000, which is his inheritance, on it.
Yeah. Now, I've been thinking about what my advice would be. And I don't really have any. But that, you know what? That's what co-hosts are for.
All right.
Because I know Brooke and Jose will have the perfect advice for you, Aaron.
Well, okay.
Brooke, keep in mind, you can't say, if I were you, I'd stay out of it.
That's what I would say.
I know. That's always your advice. If I were you, I wouldn't do anything. I would just let it happen.
I understand that's not helpful for this radio segment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And I understand that you really feel like you're helping him. And I admire that.
Thank you.
So here's the thing. I think your setup is going to be the most important part of this.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Yes.
I think you need to remind him why you guys are friends, why you trust him, and that you would always expect him to be honest with you, even if it hurts.
Yeah.
And that you would hope he would expect the same from you.
Yeah, and that's kind of along the lines of what I was going to say. Because remember, you guys are close friends. You can hurt this person more than anybody else in his life. It's not a random person. You have to be gentle.
It sounds like Jose supports you hurting him.
So just be gentle.
Go for it. Jose's like, my friends have been telling me for years my dreams and ambitions are stupid.
So, easy for
so
me.
Yeah.
There you go, Aaron. What do you think?
I'm not sure how this is going to go. It truly is awkward, and I just feel bad. I don't want to hurt him, and I don't want to ruin our friendship or anything, you know?
Yeah, but it's going to hurt really bad if, like you said, he wastes all this money, loses all his money, and you know you could have helped.
Yeah.
Let's give this a try, okay? I'm going to dial Andrew's phone number and let you make your awkward Tuesday phone call, okay, Aaron?
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, it's Aaron.
Oh, hey.
Hey,
I didn't know that was
going?
You. What's up?
How's your day going?
It's all right. It's going. Nothing crazy.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah. Oh, it's all right. I've been a little hectic here at work and everything lately, but listen, the reason I'm calling is I've been wanting to tell you something, and I'm not really sure how to say it. Like, I'm really uncomfortable talking about it.
All right. Are you all right?
Yeah. I just don't want, like, me saying this to you to change our friendship, you know?
Oh. I mean, I think you're really pretty, and I don't really, like, think of you that way. You know, if you know what I'm saying, you're kind of like a sister to me, you know?
Wait, what? No, no, no. No, that's not what it is.
Oh. Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. It's about your new invention thing. that you were telling me about?
Ah, the privacy poo. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're looking to invest, you know, I haven't even really gotten that far about that yet, about how that might work if you wanted to invest.
No. I don't know the right way to tell you this. Have you told anybody else about it, like your family or just anybody else?
I mean, well, you, I told you, obviously, my stepdad. Actually, my stepdad, he already pre-ordered one. He's got one on back order coming in.
What?
Yeah, you could use it when he flies. I never even thought of that. So that, like, opens up a whole new market right there. It's too perfect.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I didn't think of that.
What are you laughing at? What's so funny there?
Andrew, I'm worried about it. And, like, I'm worried about you.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't want you to dump all this money, like, in your savings into something that might not succeed.
What? Are you saying that you don't like it?
I don't love it.
How could you not love it? It solves so many problems.
Does it, though? I mean, I feel like it creates more problems.
Listen, I don't understand. Do you not like the name Privacy Poo?
No.
I have other options I've been working on, other names. So if you think Privacy Poo is too offensive, I guess, I've been thinking InstaSquat or Business Backpack. A little more formal.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Like Wolf of Wall Street type, you know?
Yeah.
Or Whoa on the Go. Get it? Like, whoa, ooh, my stomach, you know?
No, I don't think that's a good idea.
Hey, what?
Oh, wow.
Oh, man, I love it.
Don't laugh.
Who is this?
Hey, Andrew, this is Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. You're on a radio show right now. We're doing something with you called an Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Oh, dude.
Have you heard that before, Andrew?
Yeah.
I'm assuming you know how this works then. Obviously, your friend Erin reached out to us because she needed help telling you how she feels about your new invention idea.
Erin, what are you doing?
I'm sorry. I mean, I didn't know how to tell you. I really love you as a friend, and I just didn't want to hurt you. I mean, it's a bad idea.
Erin, we're still in development of this thing. I can't keep talking about this.
It's so much money.
Yeah, she's coming from a place of concern, Andrew.
I mean, have you talked to a lot of people about this? Have you, like, kind of flushed out, sorry for the pun, the nuts and bolts stuff?
I have. I've had a couple of people say, oh, I could have used that once when I was, you know, in such and such place. Oh. I mean, I definitely could have used it once.
Once.
Yeah, but don't you think it needs to be more like Alexis is saying, more than once?
Not really, because I'll tell you what, it only takes one horrible time for you to need something like that.
Yeah, bro. Maybe we should get rid of all the life jackets on boats because we're only going to use them once.
Yeah, bro.
I mean, Erin is trying to help you. She just can't see a society of people walking around with backpacks just in case they have to go.
I'm dreaming of a society that looks like that.
I'm going to tell you guys something. I used to live in the city. I used to do a lot of walking, okay? And there was one time I didn't make it back to my apartment.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you something right now. That elevator ride up to my apartment with tears down my face and about a half a pound in my jeans.
Okay. We can stop.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
but see, if you had your privacy poo with you, you wouldn't be able to tell that amazing story. Yeah. Now you have a great story to share with everyone.
If I see one with one, it means they usually have bathroom issues.
Is that your sales pitch?
Yeah. I mean, it works for me. But look, Andrew, I'm not a business person, okay? None of us here are.
No,
we're just radio folks.
Yeah.
Maybe, like Brooke was saying, you need to do a focus group or get a little bit more eyes on this, just more than you and your stepdad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We were thinking about going to, like, an all-you-can-eat buffet and having those people try
Stop.
It out first.
I don't really support, but
it's actually a pretty good idea. I actually can back you on that one,
Andrew. Thinking like a public demonstration.
Sure.
Okay. Like, maybe you can convince Target to do a live demo in their store.
No.
Right by the greeting cards.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you what. It sounds like you're joking, but that ain't a bad idea, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying you need to get more people to weigh in before you start dumping a ton of money onto this. Because it's a lot to risk. And that's where Aaron's coming from.
Look, your advice is noted. I just, I really, really got a good feeling about this. I really do.
Okay. Are you mad at Aaron?
That's a little nosy, I guess. I mean, we could have talked about this one-on-one instead of five other people.
But... I know. I just didn't know how to do it. I didn't want to hurt you, and I honestly didn't know how to bring it up.
Right.
You're I'll so excited about
Aaron,
it, and
listen,
I'm like, oh.
With the money I'm going to make with this venture, I'm going to take you on a nice vacation.
Oh.
Hey. Thank you.
Brooke may want to invest 50 grand.
I'm like,
Brooke?
Wait, you could invest in a young 20s radio host. Say.
Hey.
That's Alexis.
I mean, the more you talk about it, Andrew, I'm not going to lie, the more I'm starting to see how maybe this could be a possibility.
I'll bring one in for you guys.
That's great.
Nice.
I'll give it a try. And you know
what?
Okay. If it's a success, maybe you can branch off and do more stuff like this.
Like what?
Do
what?
One with like a built-in urinal called the squirtin' curtain.
No.
Love it.
Do men need that?
Of course we do.
Oh my God.
Oh, but no,
I'm feeling that one.
Yeah. There goes my $1 million idea.
Yeah.
Moving 92.5.